Hello, that was Arms by Christina Perry, and this is Jackson, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is called Boy Cousins, and it's very exciting because today is the first one where we have an actual boy cousin here in the studio.
Finally here. It's been a long road. It's been about a four-week road to actually make it out here, so I'm finally glad to join my true boy cousin. Here, I know you've had some other cousins or non-cousins that have
shown. Some other honorary cousins, if you will.
How did they do in like a cousinship?
As cousins, they were. There was some things left to be desired, but it was their first time. You know, we have years on them
for sure. I was even thinking about that earlier today. I can't even remember the first time I found out you were my cousin. My mom says it was when you were born, but I don't really remember the first time we became cousins. Like. I was thinking about, right. You know, we were always, like, related and
we were always, yeah. That was just like I saw you at family reunions.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, when did you become boy cousins? Because, you know, first we were cousins, then we became
boy cousins.
You know, the hand emoji. And it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Family reunion.
Yep.
We're staying in the house that had that basement.
Yeah.
And we were playing Would You Rather. You remember that? And the question was something about, I don't even remember, but we were cracking up. And then I was thinking about more Would You Rather. So I actually have one for you.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather have your wedding be Shrek themed, or every wedding that you go to for the rest of your life is a Shrek themed wedding?
But not including my own.
It would not include your own for the latter part. I got to think about it too. Because on the one hand, it's like, how many weddings are you going to go to in the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
I like to think that I'm the type of person who's going to, you know, have a handful of weddings.
Me too. Especially because I really enjoy weddings. And I'm already looking forward to the next wedding I have, and I don't even know whose it's going to be.
Would you look forward to it more or less if it was Shrek themed?
The first one, more. There's a novelty to it.
True.
The one after that, maybe a little less.
At what point do you think to yourself, I got to get out this swamp? I think...
Because really, there's only so many times you can listen to Hallelujah.
That's true. And then there's going to be the point and where they start playing All Star, and everyone's going to be like, haha, it's, you know, hey now. But you'll have seen it. You'll have seen it. And I think the other thing is
the soundtrack or the songs to dance to would get really repetitive.
But on the other hand, you would lock it down. Like, you would have.
That's true.
I think the main thing is that if you have your wedding that is Shrek themed, you're Shrek. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You get to be Shrek. And if you go to...
And no one can take that away from
and
you.
And no one can take it away from you. If you're not, then you're just, like, the Lord Farquaad. Like, not as fun. So, yeah, that's really my only thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I guess speaking of that, you know, it is Halloween. So I've seen a couple of Shrek costumes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird costume to do it either way, because you can't be as good as Shrek. Like, no costume is going to look as good as Shrek really looked.
That's true.
Yeah. Are you going to be anything for Halloween?
Kind of exciting. I'm going to be Meowth.
Is that the Pokemon?
Yeah.
Is that Mewtwo evolved?
No.
No, wait. No, Mewtwo.
Mew evolves into Mewtwo. And Mewtwo doesn't evolve it into anything.
It sounds like the natural progression would be Meowth.
If anything, it would be Mew 3, but we don't have to get into that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
Meowth is, so there's Team Rocket.
Yeah.
Jesse and James.
Yeah.
And so Phoebe, my girlfriend for our listeners, is going to be James.
Okay.
Our friend Yas is going to be Jesse.
Mm.
And I'm going to be Meowth.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
What if you get separated? You'll just be like
a cat.
So at one point you'll be something super specific, and then at another point you'll be a cat.
But when you think about it, that's like the better position to be in, because if Jesse or James get separated, then who are they, you know?
That's true.
They're just some people with an R on their shirt.
That's true. That's really true. That's really true.
Do you have any plans for Halloween?
I don't even know what day is Halloween.
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah. I wonder how trick-or-treating is going to be.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I basically live... If you were on my street on Halloween, you would either be very lost, or you've been very lost for a very long time. Because if you can wander out there, then I don't know. I would just give you food, because I would assume that you needed a hot
meal. I would welcome
you
in, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, candy.
Yeah. I feel like, actually, we may need to do some background. So
yeah.
So tell us about yourself.
I am your cousin.
Yes, first and foremost.
First and foremost, your first cousin. I'm from New Orleans. I'm just graduated from school, not at, what's the name of the school?
Brown. No, sorry, Tufts.
Oh, okay. I did not graduate from this school. I graduated from a school in Texas, in Austin. And we didn't have a radio show there, or we didn't have a radio program. It was all online, but it was a lot smaller scale. Basically, the place that I'm sitting in right now feels very real. This is all very mm-hmm. real. Mm-hmm. But I'm living up here for a couple months, and then I'm moving out to Colorado. So I figured, what's the best possible way I can spend my time up here? And that is sitting across from you. And so we've finally done it.
And we did it.
Yeah, yeah. I was a little worried that this was going to end after I had to bail last week, too. So, yeah, that's a little about me. Writing degree, so I'm a writer, but I'm really interested in audio radio stuff, too.
And if you need any freelance...
Yeah, sbgriffith.com. Can you shameless plug?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
what's your website? You have a better website. The one that you're showing me with the babies.
Oh, if you want to see a little of some of the things that I do, go to jclayton73.github.io/namingbabies.
That's a way better domain name, too. I tried to get that one. It was taken. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just a little bit about me, but we'll let that unfold.
Yeah. But anyway,
weeks go on.
Back to Halloween. You have any costume ideas?
I was like, I don't have anything back to Halloween. costume ideas. Actually, 2 years ago, I'm a big runner, so... and I don't like Halloween, so you got those two things. So I dressed up as Forrest Gump in the scene where he starts running.
Yeah.
And then he like grows the beard and he's got the coat. And then basically the point where he like stops in Utah and he's like, well, I'm going to go home now. So he's got the big beard. So I just wear, you know, short shorts and a beard that is Duck Dynasty. That was the only one that they had at Party City.
Wow.
And I did that 2 years ago. Don't want to gloat, kind of a hit.
I bet.
So I just ran it back last year. And, you know, people forget a lot of things at the end of 65 days. So, yeah.
Especially if you don't, like, leave any record of it. Like, you didn't post about it anywhere, did you?
No, I mean, can you pick... I would never post a picture of myself. So, no, I don't think so. You know, my shorts were pretty short, and it was really cold that first Halloween.
No, but everyone's seen that.
Everyone's seen my short shorts?
Yeah. Like, you don't hide it. You run in those all the time.
Oh, yeah. I run in those all the time. So,
it's not like
the shock
secret.
Value is more in not how short the shorts are. It's how white the thighs are. That makes sense. So, you know, although it's a fun costume, it is kind of scary for some folks. You know, it's a lot of white thigh to see.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, this year, you're going to bring it back for a third time?
I mean, I guess I could, but I would just be in the middle of the woods wearing that, which I guess is I wear short shorts in the middle of the woods often when I go for a run, so maybe I will be that, or I'll just work late and then I won't have a reason to dress up.
And that'll be perfect.
Which would probably be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything for Halloween weekend, though?
Wouldn't that have been last week?
I hope not.
Okay, here's the thing.
I feel like it's the next weekend is closer... Oh, it's hard.
Here's the thing. I was driving on Saturday and I saw a group of folks in Brookline that were dressed up to go out, like great costumes and everything. And I'm happy when I see it because I'm like, oh wow, they put a lot of effort into that. It's super creative, a lot of different things going on there. A couple questionable choices PC wise, but
as there always is.
But I feel some sort of sadness for him because it was like, what, the 25th?
Yeah, right? So early.
So they're going to walk around and they're going to be surrounded by a whole bunch of plebeians, like just wearing clothes that I'm wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Halloween should adopt the same thing of like those holidays where it's like the last Saturday because everyone's going to do something on that Friday or Saturday night. Or if we were true Halloweenies... The 31st, no matter what. Don't dress up on the weekend if it's on a Thursday. Dress up on Thursday. When are you going to dress up?
I'm going to dress up on the 1st of November.
So you're just dressing up for Thanksgiving.
So that's the thing. I think like Halloween is in October.
Yeah.
And I believe that Halloween festivities should be in October.
Yeah.
So then it's very difficult when Halloween falls after Halloween, because then it's November, and you and just like you said, you're dressing up for Thanksgiving.
You know what's more fun than Halloween?
What?
Saying Halloweekend.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It's it just rolls off the tongue.
But yeah, I don't know. I think you and I get along because we have a lot of, I think we have a lot of, we don't always have similar thoughts, but we have similar ways that we're going to exchange them. So, you know, but yeah, I hate Halloween. Just was never,
why?
It was just never my thing growing up. I feel like I've been everywhere. I've been on the whole spectrum of Halloween. Like I've put the sheet over my face and cut the two holes for the eyes, and you know, I'm like
for a ghost.
Like the ghost. I've done the thing where you wear the scream mask and like you squeeze the thing and the blood comes out, and it just never brought me as much joy as President's Day. Like, just to think about, you know, February's, you know, arguably one of the better months of the year. It's just a match made in heaven.
Okay, so there's a lot to break down within what you just said, and a lot that I frankly disagree with. And I'll start with the fact that February is a worse month
than October.
Than October. In New England.
In New England.
In
New England. Yeah. I mean, it's just as terrible in the South. I think the fun thing about President's Day is that if you asked me when President's Day was, ask me when President's Day.
When's President's Day?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
And so that's the fun thing. It's like,
well, it's like a surprise. It's just a, like, it's kind of like a sick day where like you can't like plan for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like the 16th. That just feels like, but I'm also thinking that because it makes me think of Abraham Lincoln, who was our 16th president.
Who was the 15th president?
Are you sure?
No, I'm saying who was the 15th. I'm just testing.
Oh,
you
now. Let's see, probably like, actually I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay, so it wasn't, so you don't know the presidents, you just know that Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president.
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, he should be on the $16 bill, but that's just a fight that I'm not trying to pick right now. That's a whole
That's next Monday.
Different exchange of letters with the U.S. Mint. Yeah, very different, very different.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like Halloween. I liked Halloween a lot growing up because I was a fat child, and I liked candy, I think, a lot more than most of my peers.
I actually saw, I was looking at photos of you the other day, like, it just helps me sleep, and I saw you were wearing a suit, but you were really bloody.
Oh, no, I was wearing a button down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was a zombie.
Oh, where you just come from work?
Yes.
Okay.
I was on my way home from work when I got infected.
Mm.
And then, so I was eternally in these torn up work clothes. And that was exciting because, I don't know if you remember, but I had the blood, like, dripping from my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, and I splatter painted the work shirt with red paint.
Why was blood splattering if you were becoming a zombie?
Well, I was already a zombie.
Oh.
And I had been a zombie.
Okay.
And when you're deep in the brains, you know, it's like...
Yeah, yeah. How much would that suck to be coming home from work and then become infected?
Because then you have to do a whole day of work.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Work.
It's the worst, man.
It's the worst.
We went from something so specific to literally...
I'm just sick of my 9 to 5, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's tough. I haven't worked like a 9 to 5 in my life, in the sense that I've never gotten somewhere at 9 and left somewhere at 5.
I don't, I had the realization recently that 9 to 5s don't really exist.
No.
Well, like they do, but they always want you to do more work.
It's crazy. Like, you know, in Austin where I was living at like Facebook or something like that, they would have chefs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it would be free, like local chefs in the Austin area. And so you would get there, you could get breakfast, and then you could stay and get lunch. And then at dinner, it would be like, you know, a full menu. But I would totally take advantage of that because it's totally free.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't know, I guess something else that's worth talking about is, like, we have no direction in what we're trying to do here.
Yep.
Which is probably one of the reasons why we've been talking for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And
I think there was one song that we knew we wanted to play. And I think it describes us pretty well if you just want to get that rolling.
I will say not only us, but our relationship.
And also, you know, I'm going to even say it, the 9-to-5ers.
Yes. So this is for the 9-to-5ers out there.
And cousins.
Hit the wash, run away, like a car wash.
Talking about the
bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
That was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, and before that you heard Car Wash by Rose Royce.
You know what's funny about that is that you could switch the titles for both of those songs and they'd still make sense. Because you could be like, this song is called 9 to 5, and then it could just be like, I'm working at the car wash. Or it could be working at the car wash, which just so happens to be open.
It happens to be a 9 to 5.
From 8:30 to 5:30. Set up and take down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not there. You just come in at the top and...
just kind of... turn on the hose. I don't know. Okay. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. What's the hardest workout you've ever had in your life? What's been just like the worst 45 minutes of your life?
I have never once gone to the gym.
Okay.
My whole life. I've gone to a fitness room in a hotel.
Gym. I just don't know why they call it fitness room. It's a gym.
Okay. So
yeah,
But does that count as I've been to a gym?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. So I've been to a gym. But anyway, that's not even the point of my story. The point of my story is I did a show in Montreal over the summer.
Mm.
And
it was in French.
And it was in French.
And that's what made it so hard.
Yeah. And so the show was happening on this street that there was also, I think it just like, we were there for a Fringe Festival, and the Fringe Festival happened to be at the same time as this like street, market.
Yeah.
So all down the street there was like street meat vendors. They were like cooking up hot dogs and sausages and stuff like that, and like chicken. And they would give it to you on a sandwich, and they'd load it up with peppers and mayo. And
if you just finish it right there, I was like, how is this the hardest workout?
And that's it. Well, there's more. Okay. And so it was before our last show.
Mm-hmm.
Before our second to last show. It was a Saturday, and me and some of the people I was dancing with, this was a tap dance show, and me and some other people I was dancing with decided to get some street meat before we did the show.
And I will say, like, tap dancing is more of the, more airs on the side of, like, there's a lot more jiggling that's going to happen in your internal.
Yeah.
Kind of unspoken, because it's drowned out by the sound of, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then, 45-minute show.
Wait, what did you get to eat?
Oh, I got a, I got a hot sausage, hot Italian sausage with the works.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like whipped cream. What's the works? Like peppers and?
Peppers, onions,
was
mustard.
Was there a bun?
There was a bun.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a bun.
Yeah.
Peppers, onions, mustard, I think ketchup on there too.
I'm just filling out the food pyramid. So we've got everything.
Yeah, we've got everything.
Yeah.
Candy corn.
Yeah.
Candy canes.
President's Day.
So I scarf it down because I'm very hungry.
Yeah.
But it's also not that long before we have to perform.
Yeah.
So now with a belly full of hot Italian sausage.
Your proteins and your carbohydrates.
Exactly. Then I have to go do this like 45-minute piece where I'm on stage for at least 25 of those minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say close to 30 of those minutes, and it's like very high intensity tap dancing. And that was the like, in terms of exercise, like the hardest, the most strenuous thing I've ever done.
When you were eating.
Because I also, there was the added factor that I had this hot Italian sausage sitting in my stomach, ready to come up at any moment.
When you were eating the said sausage, were you aware, like, of what might be happening down the road?
Nope. I was blissfully unaware.
Yeah.
My mind was on one thing, and it was this delicious sausage I was eating at the moment.
Sounds good.
It was good until it was so, so bad.
Yeah.
And then I've never been, like, after the show, I just had to sit for, like, a really long time.
Hmm.
Because that's all you can do.
You just gotta sit it out.
I'm
trying to think hardest. I think I was telling your parents a story. I was like, I guess it was like 6 months ago. I was just kind of, and I was just in a good groove of like working out. And I went to the YMCA in Austin. They have like little fitness classes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I've gone to a couple different ones all across the country whenever I'm there, because you can just pop in.
Right.
And I went to one with my friend Mary. And it was called like, there was just so many signs. There was so many signs in front of me. It was called like Body Pump It Up, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in, and it's me and Mary. We're like in our 20s, and
you guys are and you're fit. You guys are both like very fit.
Yeah, we enjoy being active for sure.
Yes.
And it's probably 12 other people in the room, and the age gap is probably about 50 years. The upper way, they weren't in the negatives. and they we walked in and. You know, you do this thing where you, it was, in hindsight, I regret it, but I kind of was like, oh, so this will be.
Yeah.
And then cut to like 5 minutes later, there's a choreographed dance that I don't know what's happening. And I hadn't eaten anything that day, but what I wanted to do, and I was like, why? I don't know what part of the human brain makes you do this, but like now I have to prove myself to these women.
To these strangers.
Yeah. And so I grab, you know, they grab the 3 pound, I'm grabbing the 5 pound.
Mm-hmm.
They grab the 10 pound. Shoot, I might just go up to the 20. The next day, I went on Google. I got something called like T-Rex arms, which is big in the weightlifting thing where you work so hard that you can't move your muscles down. So for like 3 days, I just had to keep my arms up like this. It was so bad.
And for it to just to describe what this position was, can you do it one more time?
Yeah, it's like if you're 3 years old and you're scared.
Yeah, perfect.
Hands. I want everyone who's listening, hands at your shoulders, as if you just done a bicep curl, and then stay like that for 3 days. It was so weird. And it was all because of my dumb little hubris.
You couldn't straighten your arm?
No.
Because of your triceps or your biceps?
The biceps, because I just like, they were so inflamed from my ultimate flex on these people.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're all probably stronger than me now, because I never went back.
What kind of exercises were you doing? Just like weight exercises?
Yeah, but it was like to
music. But
also
music, a whole
and,
dance?
And it was, yeah, it was like to music. And all I remember is just trying to like take as much weight as possible. But, you know, you learn. You live and you learn. And yeah, then you never go back to the YMCA after that.
And then you just stick to, you know,
bodyweight exercises.
Bodyweight exercises is
safer
you
bet.
Need.
It's a safer bet, man. It's a safer bet. Yeah. What else we got to talk about? I feel like we've probably had 4 weeks where we've wanted to talk to each other. Oh, we should talk about previous show.
We were sitting right outside the studio, yep, listening to the previous show when he started talking about Kanye West's new album, Jesus is King.
Yeah, and I feel like when albums come out, you know, it's kind of like you can get caught up in the wave of like what everyone thinks really quickly. Mm-hmm. Or really quickly can jump out of the wave and try to be the opposite. So it's like those first 3 days when it's something's out beyond just an album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's so heightened. But, you know, what they were saying in the last radio show was that they liked the album. Mm-hmm. And I think we both agreed.
Yeah.
And I thought he brought up a really good point about like, why were people so surprised that what the album was about when the album is clearly titled that it's about a certain thing.
And for a long time, I feel like he's been saying that, like, there was no hiding that it was like a gospel album.
Yeah, no hiding it. I think we definitely liked Ye, though. We were big Ye fans. And so I felt like that was, I don't know.
People did not like it.
I remember it was the same thing. It was like the first time I listened to it, the first song is like kind of an intense song.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just like you're so quick to make a judgment about something like that. But I listened to it, when did Jesus is King come out? Friday? I listened to Ye again and I liked it a lot more. I don't know, I think like, I feel like a Kanye is more of a I don't know. Did you listen to that interview he had with Zane Lowe?
No.
Where he was like, I just think that it is interesting where he's talking about how he's not himself anymore. He's a servant of God. But the next sentence, he's like, but I'm also the greatest musician of all time. So it's just like, you just kind of have to take everything with a grain of salt. And I feel like it's just something really interesting to look at.
Yeah. It is interesting. When he says he's the greatest musician of all time,
mm-hmm,
I think I used to, like, I would have been more ready to agree with him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think I am anymore. Well, not like agree with him like he is the greatest musician in the world, but like he definitely is one of.
Yeah, I say so.
But I just don't think I don't think the stuff he's putting out now is up to that same standard as my favorite things of his from before.
Yeah. If you had a rap name, what would it be?
J Money.
I was thinking about it
I had this class in high school. We had to do a lot of presentations, and it was just like, it was called Early Childhood Education.
That's a good rap name.
Thank you. Well, I was friends with the teacher, so I would sign all my papers J Money and sign all my presentations J Money. It's my phone is called J Money's iPhone.
J Money's iPhone. Your my phone is Jackie Clay, which is also a good name too.
It is Jackie Clay.
Yeah,
kind of like, you know, Cassius Clay, based off of Cassius Clay, based off of...
I think he kept it OG. I think Cassius Clay
is just God-given name.
Yeah, it was just his God-given name.
Yeah. You have a rap name. You have a rap group.
I don't have a rap name, though.
Oh, okay. What's your group called?
I-35 Bandits.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, we got a song. And it's a Halloween song.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Can we play it?
Yeah, it's on. It's on. You got SoundCloud? but.
Is it clean?
Yeah, it's clean. So it's I-35 Bandits. Got to give a shout out to my boys Ben and Tim on that. The first song that we ever made was called Crying in the Club, and that was off a rebound of my brother's breakup. And it was more of the process of making the song was like a really good grieving process. The song itself is, as one might say, up to SoundCloud quality.
Yeah.
And then Spooky Season is, we were just kind of hanging out.
Production quality? Better.
Yeah,
like when
when
Kendall, my sister, showed me Spooky Season, she didn't say it was you guys. And I was like, the song's kind of hot.
You know, it was before I really knew about like internet rap.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been something I feel like we should have capitalized on. I will say, if you do play the song, there is the last half of it we shouldn't play because it's just a poem.
But it's a good poem.
It's just, I don't know. It's a poem for sure. But so, yeah, if you want to play that one, we can play it. Can you play off it?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. You know, so this one is me and my brother, Ben. We made this in probably, 16 minutes.
Wait, really? I'm impressed.
Yeah, I remember. It was about a year ago, and I had to be somewhere. And Ben and I, for like the last year, we wouldn't listen to music in the car. We just listened to beats and freestyle because it was just like way funnier and more entertaining. And so we would sometimes do it at the house, and it was just always sillier. Then sometimes we would have the hindsight to record it or something like that. We are taking a risk here. I think it's PG.
Perfect.
It's PG.
I'll take your word for it. And this is the first time it's being...
This is big,
broadcast?
Man. Yeah, no idea we were going to play this. This is terrifying.
This is exciting.
And also, this is not serious. that should be noted. But also, turn that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you don't want to turn this up.
Here is Spooky Season by I-35 Bandits.
Yeah.
Spooky Season. Break your heart. 2018. 2019. 2020. Watch out, kids. 504.
512.
I-35 Bandits.
Let's go.
Wayne time.
Hey, it's October, which means it's a spooky season. So why are you going around breaking my heart for no reason? It was you and me and the full-ass moon. You pulled me aside and said, hey, we're through. No werewolves, no goblins, no witches on a stake. The only thing that is scary is my heart's about to break. And girl, wrong holiday. Do you mean April Fools? Feeling like a Hershey's without a kiss from you.
Hey, you got me in my feelings? All alone, eating wrong decisions? Knock, knock, at the door? Thought it was you, just an empty porch. Looking at my screen for those late night DMs. Turns out to be me and some M&Ms. Watching Netflix late night till I cry. Nothing to cuddle, except thoughts of you and I.
I want to stay in this bed. I want to stay in between the two linen sheets I have covering my bird bones until my chest is so purple it's life or death that I get up. And when, if I do get up, I want to put on that shirt we got at a gas station in Alabama that sells those chicken sandwiches. And if that shirt comes on, I don't want to have to search for socks or else I'm just going to go back into bed. Once those are on and my feet feel confident to make the walk, I want the chill and bite of the wind to be so sudden it almost pushes me back up the parking lot, up the steps, and back into my apartment, into my bed. But I also want my feet to keep pounding on the drying pavement from the afternoon's rain. I want everyone to be able to hear the shoes squeak as I walk by their cars, houses, apartments. God might smell like everything. Might smell like air, dirt, water. Might smell like all three of them combined. Petrichor.
Petrichor.
man. I've never listened to it that loud before. The two good things about that song are, one, the only reason there's a poem in there is because Ben and I made the song, and they were like, this is about a minute and 20 seconds. So I, like, went into my room, and I opened up a notebook from, like, a free write, and I just read it, and I was like, if you put it on the telephone setting, it'll just sound a lot more deep than it
is.
And then when Ben goes, knock, knock, and you hear that knock, knock, that is just the sound of me slapping my thigh. You don't hit them right, too. It's like, it's pretty fleshy.
That's not a knock.
No, it's me probably wearing the shorts that I was wearing for Halloween, so you got a lot of thigh in there. If you hear a knock like that, you're not going to want to come near.
Also, they're not knocking right.
That's a scary knock to hear.
Wow. I think that's a good song. I think it's a good song.
Yeah, you know, it feels like, I don't even know what genre you. It feels kind of like Hobo Johnson-ish. When I listen to you, mm-hmm. I listen to some of his music, and I can kind of maybe we drew some inspiration from there. But you know, for anyone who's never done something like that, good way to kill an hour, and you don't feel bad about something like that after because you've made something.
Yeah,
good or bad,
it's something.
Yeah.
I also like the poem fits the mood, or the like. I would expect a poem like that in a SoundCloud rap song. Like, it doesn't feel out of place, and it's not a bad poem. I think
I used the last part of it for something, a big project. So I mean, something came out of it. So for anyone who tells you that SoundCloud rapping won't get you anywhere,
where exactly did it get you though?
Boy Cousins. I'm sitting here, man. I'm sitting in the seat that is not the main seat. So I'm only going up from here.
You're
man.
One seat away from.
Dude, I-35 Band just got their first radio play. This is huge.
That's huge.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see where the Venmo is coming in. But yeah. Yeah. That's exciting, man. That's really exciting. Ben is not listening, but he'll be totally geeked that we should. Yeah. Or terrified. I don't know. I should have read it by him. But yeah, we got another song on there.
We did.
In the Club. I actually like that song a lot more. I think...
Do you want to play that one?
I mean, why not? I mean, we're here. I think it's PG, but yeah, I think we'll be all right.
All right. Fantastic. Do you want to say anything before we play it?
Do I have a cough button?
Do you have a cough button?
Can we turn it down?
Yeah, you can come over here and
okay, I'm going to do something that my dad used to do. We used to listen to Ben Folds, is turn down the parts that are or censor. Not that they're inappropriate, just you know, I-35, you know, artists change.
Yeah.
So, we got to change art.
Mhm.
Cool.
Here we go.
Okay.
Crying in the Club.
Fish washed ashore, but the waves keep coming, and my tears are running hot, and the bass keeps bumping, sipping on my drink that's getting sorta salty, and CB playing through, but my tears be up to something. Crying. In the club, like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Keep me in your crew, cause I got all the right playlists. But what's the whole point if all you do is play? Feelings ain't no joke, well, at least not to me, girl. And if you gonna break my heart, you gonna see my tears, girl. In the club, in the club, like, mm, 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 mm.
numb at the bar, but can you spot that Kleenex on my arm? It's from the snot that you left for me, girl, breaking my heart. My belly's gonna hurl.
My ID looks kinda fake, cause the bouncer can't see past my tear-stained face. Up in the club, looking like Gumby. Did you leave me, girl? Cause I'm looking a little chunky.
Drake, my man, you got it all wrong. Feeling like Steph when he lost to LeBron. Tuesdays ain't for me, you feel what I'm saying? And that's a game I ain't playing.
This is now the verse where I'm gonna catch my Uber. Tell him take me home, but all I see is you, girl. Rose on the radio, can you guess that song? It's what's in your ears, me being alone. Catch me.
Wow. I like that one a lot too.
To quote Eminem, knees weak, palms are sweaty. Oh man, I haven't played that song for a lot of people. And now I just play it on the radio. This is big, 2 for 2. Did not think we would get here tonight.
But I'm so glad we did.
Yeah, those are the only two songs that we'll probably ever make. But that was an interesting thing to do. So that one took us about 4 hours.
I'm impressed that Spooky Season took you that you can make it so quickly.
Well, Crying in the Club was the first one. Mm-hmm. And it was because we made them on an iPad. So yeah. The first one, I mean, we made that one like over 2 years ago, October of 17.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 hours of that was just trying to figure out, you know, how exactly. Yeah, and then the iPad, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, super glad to have had, you know, people that we know listen to that now. That's usually a fun thing to have, like, you know, curated and ready to go, and then you put it on. But here we are.
Did you ever, like, someone's, like, hands you the aux in the car, and you're like, oh, awesome. And then you just sneak
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not that guy who's like, I made a song, you know. I've snuck it in once or twice. I mean, you'll listen to it once, it'll be funny. You'll listen to it again, you'll be like, why did this dude do this? And then 3, certified bop. So you've heard it today. The good news is we've backtracked it to where when Halloween comes around, you're going to go crazy. Everyone's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they actually need... We need it one more time.
Well, you'll have 303 playing at Homecoming. I just,
oh, yeah.
I would have charged a lot less. I would have done it for free. Been a 6-minute show. Half of it would have been... aux. I would not have... Yeah. It would have been like 4.5. But, yeah. Well, let's see. We got like 6 minutes.
We got 6 minutes? You want to do... Well, first I want to say that this... has been Boy Cousins, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And not only is this Boy Cousins, but we are Boy Cousins.
We are.
I don't know. We can talk more about being cousins. I want to tell more stories about you. Can I tell a story about WWE? Okay.
My nightmare.
Okay. Well, I just played 2 songs that I made on SoundCloud. Yes, so this is fair. So let's see. Let's set the stage. Family
also
reunion.
Keep in mind, you have 5 minutes.
Okay. Family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
2008.
Around.
Yeah. You're probably like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson would usually stay in a different house, like in Wellfleet on the Cape, where we would stay in a different town. But this night, sleeping over.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. And because the house that we were staying in, the house that you were going to stay in that night, a lot of cousins staying there. Yeah. A lot of energy. You could
Big
feel
energy.
It.
And I think I was the youngest person staying there.
You were the youngest because you...
So not only was it my boy cousins that were there, but it was my older boy cousins, which is a totally different... No one has ever looked up to anyone more than a younger boy cousin looks up to an older boy cousin.
Wow. So there we are, Jackson with a whole bunch of wonder, I guess, in his eyes.
Yeah.
But our older cousin Peter turns on the TV, and Jackson is laying on a inflated air mattress because we had to make room for you. on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my T-Rex arms, and yep. then on your stomach.
Yes.
So imagine that.
Right at the edge of the bed.
Yes, right at the edge of the bed. And Jackson's parents had just left to go back home for the evening, so Jackson's alone. Mm-hmm. His own territory. Peter puts on WWE, so that would be the fake wrestling. So it's a lot of punches. It's just a lot of commotion.
No, it was UFC.
Oh, it was UFC. So not only is it fake, but there's also blood.
UFC is fake?
Oh, no. UFC is real. Did I say it was fake?
Yeah.
No. UFC, okay. All too UFC, real.
Yeah.
Jackson is one moment crouched on his stomach, and then another moment still crouched, still on his stomach, but there is a beautiful projectile of vomit. Just
like a perfect cone.
It was like, yeah, that's the one thing that I remember is like, as if you were sending out like a sonar signal, but the signal was puke.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And at that was probably the furthest away I've ever felt from you. Because in that moment, wow. I did not want to be near you.
Yeah, understandable.
And fast forward 2 years later, fast forward to now, we're only separated by 4 feet.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll hug.
Maybe. I'm just not there yet. Like, right now?
Yeah. No, that's fair. What do you like? Why do you like being cousins? Not just... let's talk about some other cousins. We got some good cousins.
We do have some really good cousins.
We have a lot of cousins.
I think, like, we have a lot of cousins, and so many of them are just really cool.
Yeah.
Real homies.
Yeah. I think the thing that's fun about our cousins is that, you know... We're all boys. Not like, we're B-O-I-Z. We're all boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really special.
Yeah.
So I'd encourage anyone that's listening, call your cousin.
Call your cousin. Call him up.
Even better, move to the city that your cousin lives and be like, put me on the radio with you. And especially if you have any SoundCloud music, this is the easiest way. This was all a ruse to get these two cringeworthy songs played. We played 4 songs. And 2 of them were mine.
Yeah.
An artist's dream, man.
Yeah.
I followed Dolly. Dolly opened for me.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I guess I say, to finish this off, just a song that like really expresses my feelings towards you.
And I think likewise. I think this is something that we can both like, if it comes on the radio, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah. Right away.
Hit it.
Thank you all for listening. See you next week.